When at last she lit a lamp to discover what was tormenting him, she saw his tongue was black. Miri smelled the devil's eggy dinner roasting on his breath. Her husband, Musa, was being baked alive. Good news. Miri was as dutiful as she could be. She sat inside their tent with Musa's neck resting on the pillow of her swollen ankles and tried to lure the fever out with incense and songs. He received the treatment that she, 5 months pregnant and in some discomfort, deserved for herself. She wiped her husband's forehead with a dampened cloth. She rubbed his eyelids and his lips with honey water. She sang her litanies all night. But the fever was deaf. They dabbed their eyes and calculated the extra profits they would make from selling Musa's merchandise on the sly. Musa was paying a heavy price, his uncle said, for sleeping on his back without a cloth across his face. A devil had slipped into his open mouth at night and built a fire beneath the rafters of his ribs. Devils were like anybody else. They had to find what warmth they could or perish in the desert cold. Musa wouldn't last more than a day or two. If he did, then it would be a miracle, and not a welcome one. This was the remedy. She would simply walk away and return that afternoon to a corpse. It might be cowardly to leave a man to die alone, but Musa couldn't use his knuckles or his fingers or his heels against her now. He couldn't pull her hair to make her stay. She laid the dampened cloth across his mouth. To keep the devils in, perhaps? Then went off across the level scrub in search of her husband's undug grave. It would be hard, she knew, to bury Musa. The higher ground, where his body would be safe from floods, was biscuity like ash-fired pot. Underneath the biscuit, there were stones. It was not long before she'd found the perfect spot, an open scarp backed by low, coppery cliffs pockmarked by many caves. So far, her marriage, a few months old, and to a younger, tougher man, was inflexible and empty. A biscuit underlain with stones. At least, she thought, she could be more eager and more dutiful with her husband's dead body than she had been with his living one. She'd bury him with care, as deep as possible.